Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from meteorologist Pat Pagano. It'll turn sunny today with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Some stories that we're following for you today. Gas is 57 cents cheaper in Connecticut due to several factors, including the tax holiday. 1 month ago, the average cost of a gallon of gas in Connecticut hit a record high of $4.49. That day, in the price hike of the state, was 16 cents higher than the national average. Now the average price in Connecticut as of Monday is $3.92, which ranks the state 30th in the list of states with the highest gas prices in the nation. A large chunk of that difference is a gas tax holiday, taking 25 cents off each gallon. When that expires at the end of June, that will go back up by a decent chunk. In Connecticut, drivers enjoy the price cuts because of statewide tax holiday. Among the 10 states in the nation to see one of the largest price drops in the pump, several factors contributing to this week's slide in gas prices nationally. The price of crude, though still high, is down to $90 a barrel. The U.S. and its allies continue to release significant amounts of oil reserves in the global market, and the recent resurgence of COVID in China, where Shanghai in lockdown, is weighing down the prices. A decision has been made in Kent on the sidewalks. On Thursday, selectmen agreed with 85% of those who responded to the survey distributed to residents that concrete, not asphalt, were the preferential material. There were 726 survey responses and 661 people selected concrete. The Streetscape Building Committee Chairman, Mike Gow, made one last plea to go with his committee's recommendation of construction of the sidewalks from asphalt, but the selectmen were not convinced. Speck made the motion are using concrete, and all three selectmen approved it. Selectman Paul P. DeRom said that the sort of concrete had not changed since the debate before the election. New York City mayor has tested positive to COVID-19 as cases are surging 42% statewide and hospitalizations have risen by about 14%. COVID-19 cases jumped 42% last week, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams joined the growing list of high-profile officials testing positive for the illness during a push to avoid a return to widespread pandemic-related disruptions to society. New York reported over 32,000 COVID-19 cases in the week ending Sunday, up from 22,000 new cases the week before, but still well below the recent winter peak. Still, the weekly count out of New York hospitalizations in connection with COVID-19 also increased 14% last week, reaching 2,433, as authorities renewed debate over indoor mask recommendations and urged people to get vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19. Meetings come up today in Sharon at 3 p.m., the Board of Selectmen in Salisbury. The Special Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is set for tonight at 6:30. In Cornwall at 5 o'clock, Wastewater Committee meets via Zoom. At 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning Commission meets via Zoom. And at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission also has a meeting that is set by Zoom. In Kent, the Sewer and Water Commission regular meeting is set for 4 p.m. The Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting is set for 7 p.m. And the Housatonic River Commission regular meeting is set for 7:30 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where they've got specials for dinner every night of the week, a tapas menu, and you can also find them on Instagram and Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today, 34,308.08, the NASDAQ at 13,411.96, and the S&P 500 at 44,12.53. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.